Much has been made in the music press about singer-songwriter Aaron McEwen's height, or lack of it.
So if you want to be a lady, well then, have a look at me.
One rave review began with the words, "When she first appears on stage, you might not be able to see her." Another described the 25-year-old as an elfin punk, another a little dynamo. Standing at just 5 feet tall, Aaron McEwen is diminutive, but then so was the outsized talent Judy Garland. Assorted mid-century artistic spirits hover over McEwen's new album, Grand, but Judy Garland is the inspiration for three of the songs, including this one, Lucky Day.
It sounds like Judy Garland on drugs.
That is a Judy Garland song, actually. It goes something like this. She says, "Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day." You know, the horns fill in, things like that. And my version is like, "Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day." As a joke, one day at soundcheck, I just pretended that I was in slow motion, and I just started playing that song, and all of a sudden came this new poignancy to the lyric and to the melody.
I gather you have some unusual recordings of Judy Garland.
You know, I don't profess to be an expert about Judy Garland at all, but basically, in the mid-60s, one of Judy Garland's agents suggested that she write a book. And he said, "I'm going to give you a tape machine. Talk about your life and your history and just talk about you." And these tapes have survived, and they have to be heard to be believed.
"Don't make a joke of me anymore. People say, and print, and believe, the stupid ones and the minority, that I'm either a drunk, a drug addict, but it's a goddamn wonder I'm not. But I'm not."
That's actually quite shocking, the sound of her voice. Did a particular song on this CD come out of these tapes?
Yeah, absolutely. The song Cosmopolitans.
"Cosmopolitans and ladies looking for pills and draperies. Separate bedrooms and attached baths, while the precious don't quite understand and quietly slip off to beauty. Payless, don't you wish you were weightless? Famous from this moment you're faded."
One thing it lacks is actually that hint of horror. I wondered if you ever thought of sampling. Just now hearing those Judy Garland.
No, I never thought of sampling, and this is my feeling about Judy Garland altogether, is that to leave out the horror, I think, is something that is part of me. I can't imagine the experiences she had. It's not my place to pick those out of it.
Then there's another tune, An Innocent Fiction, that I gather is based on a short story by Arthur Miller.
Yeah, I was reading it late at night, and I fell asleep thinking about the story, and woke up the next day thinking about it, and I started writing The Innocent Fiction, and I went back to look and make sure I had some of the cities right or the people, and it was then that I noticed that it was by Arthur Miller. I had been under the impression for many, many days that what I had read was true, and it was actually a kind of a pleasant betrayal. The particulars of that story are very emotional. You know, it's sort of a has-been vaudeville dancer who finds himself dancing for Hitler, who loves it and believes that tap dancing will be the aesthetic and athletic savior of the German people. It's one of these things where, as I tell you the story, I can't believe I believed it, you know, as I was reading it. There's an absurdity to it that somehow I went right along with.
"Spotlight had shone on heavy artillery. Silence was worse than the shot.
I'm just a dancer, an innocent fiction, more like a dream than not. Applause cascading from one set of fingertips. You believe what you believe. You believe what you believe.
Arthur Miller, Judy Garland, many of the songs on the CD Grand would be right at home in a smoky cabaret. But not all. Aaron McEwen manages to pull off an arresting mix of dark and light. Along with songs like Innocent Fiction, there is the very upbeat Slung Low. No deeper meaning here. Aaron McEwen says she wrote Slung Low for the pure pleasure of it.
I had my rock, I had my roll, but I couldn't find the spark.
I rediscovered the joy of a great pop song, of a sunny day, of music being light and fun and entertaining. That was my intention with Grand, was to make a record you would put in, roll down the windows of the car and drive.
Erin McEwen is a singer-songwriter, and her new album is called Grand. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
I'm gonna burst right out of this world. I won't do it alone. I kick to the heart, I live for the charts. One listen and we'll be gone.